Airport DFW Mobile.
Swing by the restaurant in the morning, order a patty melt and a beer.
Never had those days, but I definitely understand where you're at.
I've been fussing about head count, not having enough associates. It was last year, late last year, just trying to warn everybody. And now I'll be seven people short after today. I go in any day and I probably don't have enough people. I've got to borrow and it's just such a pain in the butt to do it.
Lower your hiring standards.
The lower you have to take them out back and bury them.
Getting on, bigger and bigger and bigger and you ain't got enough people to run what you already got.
The majority of people realize that, but at the end of the day, they're going to push forward with it, and I guess we'll figure out how to deal with it.
They won't need them. Everything will be automated.
I think a lot of times engineers are not capable of building something that can be truly automated when it comes to, like, building a car. You think how crappy everything fits half the time, and you have to manually adjust stuff to make it fit.
The more automation you have, the more precise all the parts have to be, and that's probably not going to happen.
I spent my fair share of time making things fit properly in the automotive world.
I think back on the original X5, it had this up underneath the steering wheel, that part of the dash, you had to install it. So it was completely open until you put it in there. But when you put it in, it had three screws that would hold it. To get the screws to line up on one part of it, the car would be up in the air. So, you're just kind of leaned over. You'd have to put your shoulder into it to be able to shoot the screw so it would line up properly. And then you could do the rest of the screws. People fuss about it all the time, and that was just the answer. You just put your shoulder into it, and it'll make it fit right.
Always been told and heard mother is a necessity of invention, but that's the easiest way is to automate it.
Plenty that could be automated. The only thing you could, and I'm sure like is that if you spend enough money to make it precise and, kind of from start to finish, but for the most part, the fit and finish stuff, man, those things, it takes a human to fit and finish them and finesse them into play.
4X-ray whiskey.
KO4HGX.
Good morning, KO4CEF.
Good morning, Damon. KN4TFW.
Hey, CEF, do you, work different shifts or just regular first shift or what?
Different shifts, but it's just first shift. We don't do rotating shifts at BMW.
I got you. I got a friend that works down there. You might know him. I think he mainly works third shift, though, but a guy named Jimmy Hensley.
Name doesn't sound familiar, but that don't mean I ain't ever run into him at some point.
Which I forget how big that place is and how many people work there.
Yeah, guys, it used to be in Hall 50. And last January, it's been a little over a year ago, I moved up to Hall 52.
The guy that I know is on the fire department, calling Big D, his name's Derek Atkins. He's a good old boy. He works over at the fire department.
He dies too often, which is a good thing.
And it works for me here, public. And he used to work out there a long time ago, back in 03 and 04. And he said mainly they was butt can extinguishers.
The place has changed a lot since I started there in 99.
Most activity when he was down there that they had was one of the butt cans catch on fire and they'd have to go extinguish it out.
That's a good thing at the end of the day.
They pay them boys pretty good, though.
Yeah. The 6-meter repeater?
Yesterday after I got done with the dog walk and eating dinner and that, so I didn't mess with it. I just gotta look up the instructions and get it keyed in there. But it sounds like it might be pretty good. But my antenna is not completely vertical for 6 meters.
No, it might not matter a whole lot, but mine just, I don't think I can hardly get into it at all.
I talked to that guy yesterday. He's got that repeater up there. It made my day. I've been knowing that guy for years. Traveled to Hamfest with him, and his wife passed away, and they kind of got out of the radios and all that. I heard him yesterday when he said his name was Jimmy Johnson. Just remember him as a race car driver. I knew exactly who that guy was. And that's pretty neat. It's a small world, even though it's a big world.
Listening to him talk on the radio and some of the things he's done and been involved in, he's been involved in a lot of ham radio around this area.
I don't know if he ever told it or not, but now something else is neat. And that's how I knew it was him. I said, I'm going to quiz you. I was talking to him yesterday. I said, I'm going to quiz you. Make sure it's the same guy. I hope it is, because I'm just excited to hear from you. He used to be an Elvis impersonator. A dang good one, too. He's got some stuff on YouTube.
Asked him that question yesterday. And I was kind of surprised when that question came out. I thought she was going to ask him something about radios.
Not down here. He's never really been down here that much, as far as me knowing him, as much as up North Carolina and several ham fests to go to and all that. I hit it off with him and his wife, and his wife was just a sweetheart, man. I don't believe she had a hateful bone in her, and it's sad that people go through that, but it rains on the just and the unjust.
It does. There's nothing we can do about it.
Y'all come on up to the Charlotte Ham Fest this weekend now. Bring your pocketbooks and come on.
Going, but I don't know if any of the rest of them are. Andrew will be out of town.
On it, but then we ended up planning the beach trip.
Again, the next week, not this weekend, but the next, they got Sevierville. We always plan a family trip up there to Pigeon Forge and do the ham fest and do the family deal at the same time, so be doing that next weekend.
Pretty good size in that area.
Getting better. They don't know where the fairgrounds were they used to have, my understanding. I don't know. I never did attend it, but they used to have them in Sevierville, Tentec, before Tentec went out of business. And when it went out of business, a year or two, they didn't even have it, and they started it back. Then, you know, COVID put a nail in the coffin for a little bit, but the last 2 years, you know, they've had it, and it's been better. Hopefully this year will be even better.
Roger that. Well, I'm going to have to make the jump to the 285. I'm losing the 610. So if you gentlemen want to hang around over here, that's fine. I've got to get moving, though. KO4H get. I'll be clear.
Kilo Victor 4H Ray Whiskey clear.
KN4TFW QSY.
KEFQSY.